Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Good morning, gang. It's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor, here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world, a world that is returning to the timeless values of faith, family, and freedom. So grab your cup of coffee or tea or whatever you like, pull up a chair, join me on my back porch here, and let's begin our day with a story that is absolutely breaking wide open. The walls are closing in on Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and this time President Trump is not backing down. He has all the political capital in the world to see this through to its stunning end. So stick with me to the very end of this video, because we're going to see precisely why this isn't just about emails or old scandals. It's about systemic corruption at the highest levels of government and why patriots can now expect that their crooked political elites are indeed finally going to be held accountable. That's what we voted for in November, and it's more and more looks like that's what we're about to get. Let's start with the newly declassified documents just released by Senator Chuck Grassley, go far deeper than anything the legacy media wants you to know. Grassley just released a 31-page set of documents called the Clinton Annex. It's spelled A-N-N-E-X, the Clinton Annex. So these are documents that have been kept secret since 2018. They've now been declassified. And here's what's in them. We now know that the FBI exonerated Hillary without any real investigation. So under James Comey, the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server to handle top secret documents, the investigation was a total sham. It never happened. There was no investigation. They had formally exonerated Hillary over her private email server in a written letter before the investigation ever began, which again, never happened. Why investigate when you've already exonerated her, right? So that now has been confirmed. But what's so fascinating here is that we now know those communications included communications with then President Barack Obama. We now know that Clinton deliberately destroyed evidence. Clinton's team destroyed a number of incriminating phones and private servers. And of course, evidence suggests that these devices contain national security secrets hidden from public scrutiny, shielded from proper investigation. But they also contained communication with Barack Obama. Obama looks like he had a role in all of this. Obama originally said he only learned about Hillary's private server from the news. But now we know that he actually exchanged emails with Clinton while she was using her private server, her non-government address. He knew she was using that long before she got caught. So it looks like Obama's being more and more implicated in this. Hence why Comey and that corrupt FBI agent, Peter Stroke, didn't pursue it, because it wasn't just Hillary that would be adversely affected by a thorough FBI investigation. Barack Obama would be implicated as well, because he would have been caught lying. He knew Hillary was using her private email server to conduct government business. They exchanged emails while Hillary was using that server. So given that he lied about his knowledge of that, a real investigation would have been a huge embarrassment, if not full-blown scandal, for the White House. But frankly, that's just where things get started. The latest revelations, as I'm sure most of you know, they don't just stop at emails. Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, keep in mind, a former Democrat, ironically, she was at one time the co-chair of the DNC. She's now released documents alleging that key Obama officials conspired to undermine Donald Trump's presidency by fabricating the whole Russian collusion hoax. In fact, President Trump, emboldened by this new evidence, is now calling it, bottom line, treason at the highest level. And he's demanding both Obama and Clinton finally be held accountable. The Trump administration is alleging that this network of cover-ups, coincidences, and withheld evidence, it's not incompetence. It's deliberate, organized, and fully intended to subvert the will of the voters. We now know, based on official emails, intelligence agency memos, firsthand witness accounts, that as President Obama was leaving office, he and his top officials were told there was no evidence of Russia collusion whatsoever or interference in the 2016 election. But instead of accepting that intelligence, which, by the way, came from every single one of his intelligence agencies, the CIA, the FBI, NSA, Homeland Security, every single one concluded the same thing. Despite that, the White House worked to suppress that assessment and push out a different story, a false fabricated story that Trump was compromised by Russia. And again, it was Hillary that provided the cover here, as it were. The Clinton campaign secretly funded the infamous Steele dossier and hid the spending as legal fees behind the Perkins Coie law firm. So you can hide spending in a law firm exploiting the lawyer-client confidentiality loophole. Clinton fabricated the evidence, then senior Obama aides and campaign lawyers pushed unproven stories like the Alpha Bank connection, despite knowing that their sources were totally unreliable. The FBI moved forward, ramping up investigations into Trump, even as key evidence was debunked. And then while all of this corruption was underway, to make it even worse, every single major media outlet intentionally ignored or dismissed the revelations, even as new criminal referrals and congressional questions arose. So regardless of whether anyone thinks this is real treason, it's clearly perjury, obstruction, and a deliberate attempt to undermine a duly elected president. All the while, the legacy media deliberately turned a blind eye. The good news is that independent investigators like Matt Taibbi and others are finding the receipts, not just random rumors, but official emails, FBI memos, firsthand witness accounts. And this is literally blowing up in perhaps the single biggest scandal we have ever witnessed. It's not just involving a former president and corrupt secretary of state or the entire intelligence apparatus, but the whole of the legacy media as well, as they were all complicit in both the Russia collusion hoax and the cover-up of Obama's knowledge about Clinton's emails. And so Mark Mitchell of Rasmussen Polling is finding that more and more voters are demanding a real investigation of why Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama have been shielded from consequences, while President Trump and his allies have been dragged through endless show trials. I mean, seriously, think about it. We are witnessing a battle for the soul of our justice system. The entire federal system bent over backwards to protect Clinton and Obama, all the while they were literally fabricating fraudulent evidence to bring down Trump. It is literally the very definition of a banana republic. The good news is that President Trump is turning up the heat like never before. Evidence is mounting. Tulsi's delivered it. And the ball is now in Pam Bondi and the Justice Department's court. So now the question is, will Congress and the courts deliver real accountability this time? Or will the American people have to keep demanding it? What do you think? I want to know. Let us know in the comments section below. I want to read what you have to say. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. I'll see you in the studio later today. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Yeah. Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.